So in this part of the compliance lecture, whatever we want to call it, we're going to look at when you are using components. So say that we're developing a software called Cairo. Then the first thing we need to do, of course, is to determine the dependencies for that program. And for Cairo, which is an existing program, so we're not creating it. In this case, we are just looking at it. So there's a couple of different dependencies. So Cairo depends on phone config, which in turn depends on a couple of other things. So this is like a graph of the dependencies for Cairo.
How would we find out this graph for Cairo? If I went to their Git repository, download the code, is there a way for me to find out these dependencies? Or
yes and no. I'm sorry. The with Cairo, you can probably configure it to exclude PNG. I'm just making things up here. You can make it exclude Zlib, for example. So depending on the configuration, the dependencies are different. So probably you need to do that at runtime in some ways. For example, if you're using Yocto, then Yocto can produce the dependencies for you. And if you're using CMake, you can probably do some clever things with that. The what is important is to understand when working with compliance that not all build system have a systematic or easily understood dependency. They can drag in dependencies like with a simple curl command, for example. So mind you, this is a tricky thing.
And I suppose for your local development, you just have to look at Cairo and then see, oh, it uses font config. And then you look at the repository for font config and you see, oh, it uses XPath.
Something like that, yeah. Unless you have a sort of a build system like Yocto that does all of that for you, which is great. And once we've found the dependencies, we need to look into the licenses. We need to know each and every license of every dependency. We need to know the copyright holders of each and every dependency and the authors of each and every dependency.
Do you actually know the copyright holders for depending on the license type? I mean, for a GPL, there is no attribution. Do you need to know them then?
There are some licenses where you don't need to even attribute, or it's not copylifted, or it's not. But I would say find this, and this makes lives easier.
And when you say you need it for every dependency, then it also means that every dependency itself can be built up of files from different with different licenses and so on, isn't it? And then you would have a list of licenses per dependency.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's quite a hairy beast. So next slide, we're going to look at that. In order to find the copyright holders, authors, and licenses, there's a couple of tools. We can either check what is stated in the source code. That is something which touched upon earlier, that a license can say that all this project is licensed under GPL v3, but there may be some files that are not, you cannot be sure. So usually what you do is you scan every source code file, whether to like scan code or Fossology, license finder. There's more tools. There's even some proprietary tools. There's some, wrappers like ORT and Quartermaster that helps with this. But you basically need to look at the source code in order to find the copyright holders and the licenses. So if we look at Cairo, for example, continue with that. It's Cairo itself is licensed under MPL 1. And LGPL version 2.1.
Does that mean that all of it is under both, or that there are different files under different licenses?
In this case, first of all, it means it's licensed under both. But it could mean that Cairo as a whole is licensed under both. So you need to investigate that situation. So going back to adjusting the build, so it may be that you don't want documentation, then that license goes out. So it could be that it's only LGPL version 2.1.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For example, Yocto help with this? Do they have built-in like this runtime or at least build time dependency graph? So depending on if you pull in the documentation or not, it will show that you have those licenses or not. Do you know this?
Yeah, I'm quite sure. How do I know? Because I'm working, as you know, we're colleagues.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm working with Yocto. What I'm doing at the moment is I'm writing some kind of tool that takes whatever Yocto spits out and turns that into a format that I need. So yes, Yocto is quite good at that.
Okay.
I'm saying quite because I'm a coward. Yocto is really good at that one.
I was also working with Yocto for quite some time, and I don't remember being able to like in one recipe decide that if we don't build this, then this license doesn't apply and stuff like this. But perhaps I'm just missing something.
In the recipes, there are like it took me a while to figure out. So it's solved in the BB files and the. Whatever it's called, there are some other files, but it's all. But let's not go too much into Yocto.
Yeah.
Isn't the core problem that all packages, and when we talk about the names here, they are project based, while the licenses are file based? So I mean that's why it's even a question.
And I would say in some cases they are line based.
We talked about having a different license for your source code comments than from your source code just to fuck with the system.
Let's end that. So let's take a break and continue with how to determine compliance.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for listening. As you might know, we're both a pod and a YouTube channel at the moment. We still appreciate likes and subscribes on the YouTube channel to reach the critical limit of 1,000 subscribers. Last time I checked, we were at 486. I was thinking Pentium right away, but we're getting there, and we're thankful for everyone helping out there.
Also, reach out via. Do we have an email on our website or something?
Yeah, we have the info at foss-north.se.
So if you have questions or tips and stuff, then please share with us.
Yep. Super. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.